This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9:03 on this Saturday morning. Time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Mark Steering, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield. By DC Waste and Recycling in Hillsboro. Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Nancy's Pizza in Litchfield. Huff & Sons Funeral Home in Hillsboro. By CTI Tech. Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. And by Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield. And on this Saturday morning, we join WSMI's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
Thank you very much, David Jenkins, and welcome to Sports Saturday and Snowpocalypse 2.0. Didn't exactly happen as they had forecasted earlier in the week.
Not the snow, but certainly I think we're going to get the cold. We'll probably get a little snow along with it, but I think it's the nice cold Arctic air that's going to be blasting in here a little bit later on today.
So. And I don't blame folks for what we got last weekend for being proactive. You know, we had the Macoupin County Tournament moved up from today. It was finished up last night. The Carrollton Lady Hawk Invitational has been postponed until Monday. The Highland Girls Basketball Tournament evidently has been postponed until
tomorrow.
Sunday, as of now. That's interesting.
That's interesting. That's kind of unusual. Typically, things aren't played on Sunday in Illinois.
Exceptions to every rule, I
exceptions
suppose.
To every rule, perhaps. And apparently that's one of the exceptions. And that means the Lady Hilltoppers will be playing Sunday at high noon against Breeze Central in the consolation bracket semifinal. So.
That's about the oddest of all star times. That's like a college or a pro game.
Well,
Tip Sunday.
Yeah,
what?
Noon Sunday. And, and then after that, you've got Taylorville and Belleville-Altoff in the other consolation.
Right. And if you remember Highland, they already had to postpone last Saturday.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're just trying to get concluded with MLK Day on Monday. My assumption is that a lot of the schools involved already had regularly scheduled the games.
Right.
And if you have to cancel a game at this point, the odds of getting it made up with only 2 weeks left in the regular year are not real good.
Yeah, it makes it tough for, especially for girls basketball, as you mentioned, because the week of February 4th is the week that the girls 1A and 2A regional tournaments begin. And like you said, that's basically 2 weeks away from Monday. So,
coming up today, the final day of the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational at Litchfield. And on the phone right now is Litchfield head coach and athletic director Drew Logan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Is the Litchfield tournament still on for today?
That is correct.
Well, good. We like that. We like the sound of that. And Drew, just look at the positive side. Every tournament you're involved with after this year will pale in comparison to what you've had to deal with this week.
I woke up and I got up and I got a window right by where I sleep and I just kind of pulled the blind back hoping that I didn't see anything on the road and we're good. So I've spoken to Taylorville this morning, who was kind of our biggest concern with the weather, and Coach Brown said everything was good up there and they're ready to go. So we are good to go today.
Well, one thing that we watched, at least I watched earlier this week, was the fact they never actually issued a winter weather storm warning. It was all weather advisories. So there was always a possibility this thing would track just a little bit different. And it did. Doesn't mean we're not going to get cold air and a little bit of snow, but we've avoided the major disaster. So
Yeah, I would agree.
Drew, how would you assess how the tournament has ran so far? Obviously, you had to utilize your snow day on Wednesday, but it seems like it's been another fabulous event.
Yeah, it's went really well. Obviously, with being a little bit less help as far as from the administrative side, but our administrators that are at school now have really stepped up and helped us make sure we have people covering every gym. And you know, obviously we had the curveball thrown at us last weekend. We were really, you know, kind of keeping our fingers crossed this morning that we didn't have to make another adjustment. And I think it's went well. I've got a lot of good people that help and make sure that this tournament goes off without any mess ups. And a lot of them been doing it a long time before I ever arrived in Litchfield. So it just kind of, as you get into it, it just kind of runs itself.
You go with the flow, man. You go with
That's
the flow. And your Purple Panthers will be playing a Civic at Civic Memorial at 2:30 this afternoon. And really, you've got a great lineup here on the final day of the tournament, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at all of the games, and one that really intrigues me just from a conference standpoint is the Hillsboro-Greenville game. really intrigues me. You know, I've had the opportunity to play Greenville. We see Hillsborough quite a bit, but we have Hillsborough and Greenville the last week of the season, so I'll be definitely in tune to that game. And as you get to, you know, you get to the championship game, you know, Nokomis looked really, really good last night, and I know Taylorville's been kind of hitting on all cylinders lately, so I think it's going to be a real interesting day of basketball.
That's the blacktop game, the Nokomis-Taylorville blacktop right there. There you go.
Yep.
Drew Logan joining us here on Sports Saturday talking about the Litchfield Invitational. And, Drew, when we talked to you last week, it was still the Litchfield Invitational officially. And then when the tournament tipped off on Monday, you guys made the announcement that it was being renamed the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Fantastic decision there. Just talk a little bit about that process and just overall, what a deserving honor for a great man.
Yeah, we met probably about 2 months ago with Miss McGraw, and to be honest, I Sue Billiter, who is our AD secretary, has been involved with the school for a long time, and she was the one that approached me about it initially, which I at that point I thought it was a great idea. Then it was just the process of getting everything done, get everything lined up. Obviously, the initial plan was the Friday night before the tournament. We played North Mac. We were doing a banner unveil at that game because we, you know, obviously being a Litchfield family, we wanted it to be in front of a Litchfield crowd. Obviously, that did not work out the way we had planned. We will be doing something tonight where a very large amount of the family will be at the game tonight, and we're going to do a presentation prior to the championship game. So that'll be something special, and you know, it's a person that obviously from my standpoint, only being in Litchfield for 8 years, you know, I've got a small taste of what they've done for this school. But the more you talk to people that have been involved in Litchfield for a long time, the amount of stuff they do for the school and the school district and its athletes and just the community in general is pretty staggering.
And this goes all the way back to when the McGraw family first moved to Litchfield. I mean, they were immediately involved with the local, you know, athletic programs and the high school. And, you know, I think it's a fitting honor for the McGraw family and to have the tournament named for Rick, because he was what a sports fan that guy was.
Yeah. And their family's intertwined so much in just Litchfield basketball in general. So for me, it's an honor to get to present that to the family. You know, as I said before, I've been here for a short amount of time, and I didn't know them well. I knew who they were. This has allowed me to get to meet the family and his kids and really get to know them, and it's given me a great appreciation for everything they've ever done. A
couple of 1,000-point scorers in that family with Mike and Krista.
Yes, that is very true.
They played a lot of basketball on that floor, man, I tell you, and played very well. Yeah.
Drew, let's talk a little bit about your Purple Panther team. You're playing for seventh place today, and it probably feels like your last game in that fifth place semifinal is one of the few that's gotten away from you this year.
Yeah, you know, we felt like the Greenville game, we had a good matchup. Obviously, with Stearns not playing, that gave us a little bit extra that we thought we maybe had a pretty good shot against them. We kind of let that one slip. And I, like I told the kids, I couldn't fault effort. Thought we played really, really hard. The Roxana game was the first game this year that, you know, I told the game, and no disrespect to Roxana, because they are, you know, like I told Coach Briggs prior to us playing them, they are so improved from last year. And they're going to be tough down the road with those kids, especially as young as they are. But I told our kids after the game, I felt like that was the first game where we got towards the end and we kind of just stopped and didn't really finish the game out the way we had all year. And we spent some time yesterday. One of my assistant coaches spent some time with them, showing them the film. He said, "I don't think that they completely understand what we're talking about. We need to see it." So, you know, hopefully we respond well today. Obviously, we have a pretty tough test ahead of us today. But, you know, I'm still pleased with where we're at. I just want to make sure we finish the season playing the way we're capable of playing, and not finish the season because we're kind of in a lull right now. So. We'll see. You know, hopefully we respond well today.
And it's such a long season, Drew, that this a lot of times is the part of the year, you know, post-Christmas, you know, the month of January is usually a pretty tough month just to kind of keep everything up and operating at 100%.
Well, and I told the kids going into that Roxana game, I said, I find myself, I'm chasing my own tail, so to speak. So I'm running around like crazy. And then I feel a little disconnected to the coaching part of it at times. And you go straight from doing, game setup and all this to a game. So as I told them, I said, this is that part of the year where we have to kind of grind through it. I fully expect we'll be there 100% today, ready to go. And I'm excited to see how we respond from, like I said, probably one of the games that we kind of didn't play our best.
Sounds good. We'll be carrying 3 of the 4 games live today from the final day of the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational at Litchfield right here on WQSMI FM 106. And, Drew, all the games in Simmons starting at 2:30?
That is correct.
All right. See you this afternoon, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Drew Logan, the head coach of the Purple Panthers and the AD at Litchfield. And hats off to Drew and his staff. And a lot of the ADs around the area who were hosting tournaments this last week probably – pulling their hair out and just like, oh, can we catch a weather break, please?
And, the school administrators, you're talking about bus transportation. You're talking about, game officials if you're tied in with the school at Litchfield. Just so many different aspects that you have to pull together to when things get kind of out of kilter. And Litchfield's been able to do that. So.
And that might be, Terry, one thing that you don't necessarily think about when you decide, oh, what is – reschedule the tournament.
Yeah.
Who's going to officiate these?
Who's going to officiate? Yeah. I mean, a lot of officials are booked because you've got tournaments that basically overlap in many ways. Now, of course, the Highland Girls Tournament's been postponed. The Carrollton Girls Tournament's been postponed. So that could free up some officials. But still, you don't know that a day or two ago when you're looking for game officials. So, yeah, it's and we've talked about the officiating problem as far as numbers are concerned, and that's just one of the things you have to contend with. So.
And from a selfish perspective from the radio station end, we're glad that the Macoupin County tournament got moved up to last night and the Litchfield tournament is going today, because very rarely do we get to carry the final day of Litchfield live.
Personally, I like the fact that the Macoupin tournament wrapped up on Friday night. I think they ought to seriously think about doing that. I'll be honest with you. I think it's great. To wrap it up on a Friday night like that and have Litchfield and of course from a selfish standpoint, but championship night, and it's all to yourself.
The key for that for the Macoupin County tournament moving forward is, because you'll have to use two gyms.
Two
so you'll
gyms,
have to have, not every school in the county has the ability to have two gyms in one building.
That is the probably the biggest challenge that they'll have. Of course, they didn't play anything on Saturday. So they could do some earlier games on the first Saturday where they traditionally have done in the past. So, but anyway, I just thought it was great to have championship night on Friday night at the Macoupin County tournament. It was fun listening and packed house.
Oh,
a great
crowd. Atmosphere. Yeah. We'll talk more about the Macoupin County tournament here as the hour rolls along. Congratulations to the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers and the North Mac Panthers, winners of the girls and boys championships at Macoupin County. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more following these messages.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
David Jenkins, thank you very much. Back on Sports Saturday. And last night at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational in Litchfield in the championship semifinals, Nokomis beat Hillsborough 55-34, 22 for Carter Sobel. Nokomis has now won 15 ball games in a row.
Are you shocked?
No.
No.
No. They will play Taylorville tonight as the Tornadoes beat Greenville 67-55. Jack Livingston had 31 for Taylorville last night, and Nokomis and Taylorville played the first game of the year in the Stovetop Stuffing Classic. It was in Nokomis. Taylorville won by 20. So this will be an interesting measuring stick from Nokomis. Taylorville's certainly gotten better since that time, but Nokomis has gotten better since that time. So we'll see how they have progressed here in the championship game coming up tonight live at 7 on FM 106.
Yeah, big game tonight for both ball clubs. Nokomis, of course, would like to avenge that earlier season loss to a bigger school. And Taylorville, being the bigger school, doesn't want to end up on the short end of the stick.
Absolutely not. And head coach Steve Kimbrough joining us on the phone right now. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
Well, playing for a championship tonight, that is always an exciting feeling.
Yeah, it's something that, we've tried to look forward to, getting another shot at Taylorville. But, there was a lot of work to be done before we got there, and we finished that up last night.
And you played Taylorville alluded to it there, the first game of the year. And when the first game of the season is always just kind of a crapshoot. You can throw it out in a lot of ways. But what will you have to do better tonight than what you did in the first game of the year against Taylorville?
We just got to handle the pressure. Way too many turnovers first time around. In fact, that was bothered us all through the Thanksgiving tournament. So, you know, I think we've gotten better. We've still got some problems with it. But, you know, if we can keep our head, people off the ball, move and get open and not let the pressure get to us and we can get shots at the basket. The other thing is we've got to stop the transition game. You know, I watched them last night against Greenville and they're playing really well right now. So, you know, those are two things that we've got to do, and if we can get into a half-court offense, then our size can be effective, maybe putting some points on the board and hurting them.
Well, Coach, it's been an interesting week for you because you've played in two different tournaments this week. So talk a little bit about the Mohawk Classic and how that affected you guys, because this is going to be 5 games in 6 days for you.
Yeah, it's just one of those weather things that, you know, fell at the time that the you know, we kind of overlapped the two tournaments anyway, the end of Morrisonville, start of Litchfield, and we've done that for years, but, you know, pushing the Morrisonville back to a Wednesday finish. So, you know, we've still got one more round of that to go next Wednesday, but it looks like we're going to be able to get the Litchfield tournament in tonight and not have to reschedule it for Monday, so which would really make next week bad. So, either way, the kids got to sleep in a little this morning, and hopefully they'll be well rested, and maybe we got something we want to prove against Taylorville tonight.
I would say so. And, Coach, your kids are, at least from my vantage point, you might disagree as the coach, I think they're in phenomenal shape. I never see your kids tugging on their shorts, bent over, looking tired. And with a short rotation like you have, that is really impressive.
Well, you know, we work hard in practice, and, you know, to go through an hour and a half practice, hour 45, whatever, and to go out and play a 32-minute game, you know, there's a different mental aspect of it, but, you know, we should be in shape to handle that. And, you know, if you're focused on what you're supposed to do and not being tired, then you find the energy to go get your job done.
Coach, we talked about it before, and it's well known that you are not afraid to play anybody at any time. And once again, you're up against a 3A opponent here. But by this point of your players, current players' careers, they are used to playing bigger size schools. It's just there's no awe factor in that.
Well, no. And again, you know, our Thanksgiving tournament kind of gets us out of the gate, and we've done this for years. Kids know, you know, we're going to play some stiff competition. The Litchfield tournament's a good place for us to continue that. And, you know, we already played two 3A schools this week with Mount Zion and Bethalto for the second time. So it's good. For that respect, helps prepare us for the regional, which is what we're trying to do. Makes us develop our skills and then, you know, be able to do the things we've got to do. And we'll have a big test tonight because I say I watched Taylorville and it looks like they're hitting on all cylinders and it's going to be a tough test for us.
Going to be a fun test, though. We'll have it live on FM 106 at 7. Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning and good luck tonight, sir.
Thank you.
Steve Kimbrough, the head coach of Nokomis. And Terry, you've talked about it. We've talked about it for years at the radio station. There is a reason that Nokomis, year after year, is the last 1A school around the area
still
standing.
Playing. Yeah. They start off, number one, with high expectations, always. Doesn't make any difference who the kids are, you know, the group. There's always a high expectation. Number two, they work extremely hard. I think to overly simplify things, Nokomis, you know, really tries to work hard on defense early on, and then as the year goes along, refine their offense. That's probably going to be one of the bigger differences in this game tonight. I think if Nokomis, like Steve mentioned, can get into their half-court offense and prevent Taylorville from forcing turnovers and getting into their transition game, Nokomis will be right in the game and may even be able to, you know, basically dominate, set the pace. And Nokomis is so good at doing that, you know, slowing the game down, making it a possession ball game. So we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out tonight. But I think it's a terrific matchup, another great matchup for the Litchfield tournament.
Nokomis is 17-4, winners of 15 straight. Taylorville 17-2. Their losses to Lincoln and Effingham.
Who Nokomis plays next week.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun night.
Yeah, that'll be a fun night next week, but that's next week. So
that'll be one of our broadcasts on WSMI FM 106 a week from tonight. Join us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Hillsborough Lady Hilltoppers, Brett Teakin. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, you got an unplanned day off. What are you going to do with yourself?
Not real sure about that. wasn't really planning on that today.
So you guys are playing tomorrow, is that correct?
Yep, yep. We play at noon tomorrow.
It's kind of unusual to see high school games played on Sunday, Teague.
Yeah, they earlier in the week, they kind of were looking ahead and asked would we be able to. So we checked with administration and saw what their see what their view on it was and stuff. And they were like, yeah, that's fine. And I was a little bit surprised that all the schools are going to be able to be there tomorrow. So everybody said, yeah, we'll go ahead and do that.
Great end-season tournament over there in Highland. And your first game, 4A Belleville West, you were right there with them, and then you beat Carlisle the other night. So as you look at your tournament so far through two games, what are your thoughts?
We went in with it with Belleville West. I mean, they were huge, first of all and stuff. And it was a tight game. They beat us by five, and they actually beat Modern Day last night. They're playing for fifth place tomorrow. And we didn't shoot real well. A little bit disappointed. We were hoping we'd get in the winner's bracket there against Belleville West, but it didn't go our way. And they're proven to be pretty solid, too, and stuff. So Carlisle, we played okay, kind of good enough. So going into Central, we're gonna have to shoot a little bit better than we have been. We've been a little bit sluggish lately offensively, and we need to kind of get back a little bit crisper passing and move the ball around a little bit better. We talked about that yesterday. So hopefully we got it all straightened out and we're ready to roll.
Central is one of those programs that you just know is going to be ready.
I've seen them, and they don't have a lot of size, but they're going to work hard on defense. They're going to be patient on offense, and pretty typical for Nathan Reeder's teams. And we're going to have to be solid tomorrow.
I think this is a tournament that over the years has really benefited your teams, as we're just a couple of weeks away from postseason play.
Yeah, you go into that. It's just loaded with, and they've actually even more so probably in the recent years. There's more 3 and 4A schools in it than there was when we originally got in it. I enjoy going to tournaments where you don't see the same teams you always play and stuff. And even though it may be some pretty stiff competition sometime, and occasionally you'll go in there, maybe be a little bit overmatched here and there and stuff. It really is a great venue to play in, and the girls have always really liked it and stuff. And you get great competition, and makes you better.
That's in the Comas in you right there, too.
Yeah.
Let's go
yeah.
get challenged.
Yeah.
Have
game, we'll travel.
Whenever I took over the girls' program, we kind of decided to get into Highland, and we've stayed in it, and we got into Taylorville tournaments, and so we're seeing some 3A schools, and I think it does make you better down the road.
And, Teague, if you can win the consolation semifinal and play for the consolation championship, that would be – quite a feather in the cap of the Lady Hilltoppers, I must admit.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people look, oh, you're on the consolation bracket and stuff. That's the secondary. But whenever if you get into the championship game of the consolation bracket at Highland, you've accomplished a lot
yeah.
and stuff. And Wayne Hari, Nashville's longtime coach and now the boys' coach, told me a long time ago, he said, Mark Goles, get four games over here. If you get four games over here, you had a heck of a tournament.
Yeah, no, that's a good
true.
Point. Teak, obviously, let's turn our attention out of the South Central Conference. It's as good of a girls' conference as I can remember in quite some time. And with your win over Greenville, that's their only loss of the year. You guys are in the driver's seat of the conference. So as you get back into conference play starting next week here, how do you – what will be the, obviously the goal is to win out, but what has to happen for you to accomplish that goal?
We've got two tough games left. Like you said, the conference is just loaded. There's not really many nights where you just don't have to be on top of your game. And we're at Pena next Thursday, and then we finish up at Piatt. So we got two tough games left, and we're just going to have to go in and grind those games out and play tough on the defensive end and knock down some shots, and hopefully we can get both of them and have an undefeated conference record. But, I mean, I know Greenville's got two tough games, too. I know they play Staunton and Carlinville yet also. So it's just so hard yet to tell exactly how it's going to play out.
And if you run through this league undefeated, that will be a remarkable accomplishment.
Yeah, there's a lot of places to fall in this conference this year. There's a lot of really good teams, and most of them, well, I think, well, all the Pena go into feed into our subsectional.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's going to make it a real tough gauntlet to get through in the regionals and stuff too.
The seeds are coming out, I think,
about a week.
Next week. Have you seeded yet?
No, we have not seeded yet. That'll happen next week.
Okay, that'll happen next week. And that'll be very interesting. The regionals are at Southwestern and Staunton for that subsectional, I do believe. And I guess the goal is to not be in Greenville's regional.
Yeah.
You're hosting the sectional.
Yeah. There's no way to avoid everybody. You can't do that. So I don't care if it's Greenville or Carlinville or Staunton or Piesaw.
Yeah.
It's going to be some tough matchups throughout that regional in both of those places.
As we've always said, it's survive in advance. Survive in advance. So that's all what it's all about.
Teague, final thing. I want to get your thoughts on your old coach, Steve Kimbrough. Obviously, he picked up his 800th career win just a few days ago. You had the opportunity to play for him early in his career, and I guess just your overall thoughts on the accomplishment and maybe just a couple of thoughts about what it was like to play for him.
Oh, boy, you're going back a long time now.
And remember, this is a family show here, Teague, okay?
Yeah, I can't tell all the stories I have about him. But the accomplishment that he's had, it's just been incredible. I mean, I know and heard some of the programs earlier and stuff, he kind of got off to a little bit of a rough start his first few years, only having one winning season. That did happen to be my senior year. I had him my first 2 years at Oklahoma, my junior and senior year. And he was intense. I think he has mellowed a little bit. But I mean, he's exactly right. A little while ago, whenever you're talking to him, and games are a piece of cake after going through his practices and stuff like that. He makes sure you're mentally and physically prepared to handle whatever comes your way in a game. We didn't have a very deep rotation whenever we played either. We went about six or seven deep, and you just played. You didn't really worry about it too much. The work ethic and the stuff he put in on the defensive end, I mean, you've just seen how that's developed. He's a pretty special coach and done an awful lot in his career.
And you had a pretty good run your senior year or so.
Yeah, we did. We had starting four seniors that had been playing together for a long time. My sophomore year, Maury Huff was the coach, and he started playing some of us as sophomores. Then whenever Coach Kimbrough took over our junior year, he kind of continued it. And then our senior year, we were able to kind of put things together.
And kids who play him from now are probably thinking, wait a minute, he's mellowed? What?
Boy, I haven't been to a practice for a long time. It's been a long time since I've been to one of Coach's practices. He was an intense for practice coach as anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And obviously the proof is in the pudding. Yeah. The old, you know, if you practice hard, you're going to play hard. And what you said is exactly right. I've heard coaches allude to this before. I want to make practice so hard that the game is a piece of cake, quote unquote.
Yeah, you want to put them in situations and practice, and we try to do that where they're looking at you like, well, how can we stop this? They've got six people, and we've only got four or five. And it's like, well, do it.
Right.
Because you're not going to face that in a game, so you try to make them do things in practice that maybe they look at as not being able to be done, and then hopefully in the games it becomes a little bit easier for them because they don't have to face those situations.
Brett Tinker, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning.
Good luck,
Keith. Enjoy the rare Sunday game tomorrow. Yeah. Hopefully two games.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Teague.
Okay. Thanks for everything.
Brett Tinker, the head coach of the Hillsborough Lady Hilltoppers. And, you know, people might not realize that Teague played for Kimbrough back in the day. And I don't think it's any surprise that you look at how he has developed as a coach, the program he has with Hillsborough. It is a direct result of having played for Steve Kimbrough.
Well, and then as you mentioned early on, you know, you want a ball game, we'll play.
Sure.
We don't care who.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't make any difference how big of a school you are, where you are. We're willing to pick up and go play basketball. And that has benefited the Lady Hilltopper program very well. And, of course, they've won a state championship under Coach Teakin and went to a super another year and has, again, this is one of these programs where there's always high expectations, and it starts at the lower level, just like it does at Nokomis, and it transfers up the line. So, good luck to the Lady Hilltoppers today. That Highland tournament is a miniature state tournament. I'm telling you, there's not a bad team in there. If you can play four games at Highland, you have done quite an accomplishment. So.
As we get back, going the way back machine here, the year Nokomis, I don't remember which year they won state. Didn't they play the AA champ there? Is that right?
Nokomis finished second and third in consecutive years at Highland when they won in 98 and 99.
Didn't they want to play in the AA champion in that tournament one of the years, or am I wrong?
They played in a shootout.
Shootout,
the Uritan shootout at Carterville.
That's what it was.
And they played Chicago Marshall and lost to Chicago Marshall that year. That's a game I remember broadcasting. So you had the 1A number one ranked team versus the 2A number one ranked team. Dorothy Gators, the legendary coach, Chicago Marshall. Hillsborough, just tough as nails. Nobody wants to face them. Because you know they're going to be in your face. They're going to be tough as nails. And as Teague says, when your shooting's on, it's a little bit easier. But Hillsborough's the kind of team, kind of like Nokomis Boy, they can grind you. Just grind on you, man. They just grind you down.
Well, if they're making shots, you're in big trouble.
Oh, you're in big
trouble. And that's what happened the night they beat Greenville. School record for three-pointers made, and Hillsborough knocked off Greenville. Still the Comets' only loss on the year is last night. Greenville won the Collinsville Midwinter Classic, beat the Kahawks in Collinsville 48-46. I think they're 22-1 now, ranked second in 2A, and their only loss at the hands of Hillsborough.
Yeah, great team for the Lady Comets of Greenville. So, and again, we talked about how difficult the South Central Conference is, and the Route 16 corridor.
Yep.
You just take it right across the state, and you go a few miles either side of that line, and there is some great girls' high school basketball.
And we saw two of the good teams last night score off at Mount Olive for the Macoupin County Championship in Carlinville and Staunton. The third meeting of the year, Carlinville wins the series 2 out of 3. They won the two tournament championship games. Yeah. Staunton won.
Could they see each other a fourth time?
Possible.
It's possible.
It's possible. We could get a fourth meeting between that. We could get a second meeting between Hillsborough and Greenville. Yeah. But that game last night, Terry, that was everything you could want from a high school basketball game. Packed house, great energy and atmosphere, two highly skilled and talented teams, and they went toe-to-toe the entire four quarters.
You know, those are the two kind of teams. If they played 10 times, each team would win 5, basically, is what it would boil down to. They just happen to play 3, so somebody's going to win at least, 2 out of 3. So, but two great teams, and, they know an awful lot about each other, that's for sure. And games like that help both teams prepare for the postseason.
And, it is, in a way, unfortunate that all these teams are in the same subsectional, because you could spread them out in different regions around the state, and there's a good chance that a number of them would win regionals, but only two of them are.
Well, and when they went with the subsectionals, of course, they wanted to make sure that they got the better teams to the sectional tournament level. So that's why they did it away with what I call the neighborhood regionals, where you had sometimes, 3 20-win teams in one regional, and only one team could advance to sectional, where they would meet a team that was 500. So the subsectionals are designed to get, you know, the good teams to the sectionals to where they compete at a higher level.
And that has worked.
And it has worked. You know, it does involve some more travel. It does involve some, seeing teams that you don't normally see, which I think is a good thing in tournament play. And basically it's done what it was supposed to do. It gets the better teams to the sectional level.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We will come back. We'll talk more about the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament, the 101st County Tournament wrapped up last night. More on that in just a moment.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
David Jenkins, thank you very much. We will have live coverage from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational in Litchfield coming up this afternoon. Three broadcasts for you. The seventh place game at 2:30, Litchfield against Civic Memorial. The third place game at 5:30, Hillsborough and Greenville. And then the championship, the ship, as the kids say.
The Rick Mack invite.
There you go. I like it. Yeah. 7 o'clock, Nokomis and Taylorville. All three games live on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. So that championship will be decided tonight. Last night, the 101st Macoupin County champion was crowned as North Mac beat Southwestern for the second straight year in the championship, 43-32. And it was a rematch, of course, of last year's game at North Mac. And last year, everyone anticipated a close ball game. I think it was a coin flip. This year, North Mac entered the county as the only team with a winning record. So they were expected to win. And with that, there's a lot of pressure on that when you, as a team and a player, you know that every single person in the gymnasium is saying, well, North Mac should win then.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
So Southwestern, they had no pressure. House money, and the Pinesaw Birds put forth a fantastic effort last night.
And the thing about North Mac is the fact that not only do people expect you to win, but they expect you to win big.
Right.
You know, and that's unfair because a victory is a victory, whether it's 1 point or 10 points. And just the fact that you're able to pull off the victory is the main thing. And you're right, Southwestern played well. They were about as prepared as they could be, but North Mac was just a little bit too much for them.
So North Mac wins back-to-back championships. I think they've won 5 county titles since they've been in school, and they haven't been in school that long.
No, yeah. Gee, and T.J. Wilson wins another county championship.
He's a heck of a ball coach.
I tell you what, he's had a run there, hasn't he?
And unfortunately, his boy Tanner is hurt. He did dress the other night, did not play, and then got a few minutes in the first half last night, knocked down a couple of three balls. He's dealing with a growth plate issue in his hip, so he is banged up. And when he played last night, he certainly didn't look like the Tanner we've come to know over the years. That's a big loss for North Mac. TJ commented to me, I guess, two nights ago that they were playing so well.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to the championship game at Waverly. They were right with Concord Triopia, who is state-ranked and 1A, and then Tanner got hurt. And so they've been trying to, you know, when you lose a main cog like that, everything changes. Your rotations are different. Responsibilities and assignments are different. So that's a tough adjustment when you lose your lead guard.
And I heard Coach Boker last night mention that, well, they've had, you know, 2 or 3 weeks to adjust now. But really, you know, there's only so much adjustment you can do when you take somebody like Tanner out of the lineup, because he was such a contributor in other ways other than scoring. It's just a tough adjustment. It really, really is. And so we wish him a speedy recovery. And
you hope that it's not something that will affect him long term, because he's just a sophomore.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of talented sophomores on that team.
They've got, you talk about youth and talented youth. Holy mackerel, these guys are going to, you know, supposedly be good here for for a while.
This year, though, Sam Mount is kind of the cog that makes that thing go. He is such a phenomenal player. And Terry, I'm always amazed. Like, you always have to double-check the program. Like, 6 foot.
Yeah.
He's 6 foot because that kid plays like he's 6'5".
Yeah.
And he has the ability.
Does he kind of remind you of Sam Painter just a bit? In certain ways?
In certain ways, perhaps. I think Sam's a lot more athletic and dynamic with the basketball. Sam Mount has the ability to use his body on the inside. He is so tough on the inside. He can step out and knock down the three. But he catches the ball on the block, and it doesn't matter if he's against bigger players. They can't block his shot.
Yeah. He's got a good power step.
A really good power step, and the ability to get his body in the proper position to where no matter how big the defender is, they just can't get to the basketball. Yeah. You know, he's got a variety of different moves and shots down there.
And if they get to him, he's going to get fouled.
He's going to make the foul shot.
And he's
going to
make a free throw for you. Yes. That's the thing about his game, and he's very good at it. So,
very good at it. So North Mac wins the championship last night over Southwestern 43-32. Staunton took third place over Carthenville 51-39 after, you just got to call it what it was, a disastrous performance against Southwestern in the semifinal. Shut out in the fourth quarter. Tie game going into the fourth quarter, and Staunton got shut out. It was a rough offensive night for the Dogs. They scored just 23 points against Southwestern, but a good rebound to take home third place against Carthenville. Then in the fifth place game, Bunker Hill beat Gillespie 47-44 as the Minutemen take home fifth place. The all-tournament team had Sam Mount and Grant Thorman of North Mac, Addis Moore from Southwestern, Jared Easterday from Carthenville, and Quentin Kozowski of Mount Olive. I want to mention, Terry, Ryan Hanslow, they call him Tank, had a wonderful tournament for the Southwestern Pius All Birds. He, talking about that fourth quarter against Staunton, the Birds scored 10 points. Hanslow had 8 of the points and assisted on the other. And it was, for a baseball guy, it was a beautiful baseball pass. Length of the floor, right on the money, I think, to Salzman for a layup. And then he hit two big free throws down the stretch after he hit down 2 3 balls to break the tie. So just kudos to Tank.
Way to go, Tank.
It was and he was pumped. That kid was so fired up. Because he's one of those energy guys.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he spends the whole game diving on the floor, does all the stuff that doesn't necessarily ever show up in a scorebook. But it was great to see him have the success in that fourth quarter.
You know, for teams that succeed, you got to have a guy like that.
Have to.
You got to have one of those guys, you know. Going to sweat his rear end off. He's going to be all over the floor. Might be on the floor more than he's actually standing up, you know, diving for loose balls, blocking out, doing a great job on the boards, just other little things, like you said, never show up in the box score. So, and you know, he sports kind of a winning attitude. He's out there and he's out there to win and do what it takes to win.
So, positive.
Yeah, very positive. Very positive. Fun to watch.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
On the girls' side of things, Carthenville won the championship over Staunton 52-47 in what was just a phenomenal basketball game last night as the Cabbies won their 9th county title. The third place game saw Southwestern over Gillespie 55-32, and in the fifth place game, North Mac beat Bunker Hill 33-20. All tournament team, Rachel Olbroyd and Gracie Reels from Carthenville, Savannah Brune from Staunton. And then it was odd, Terry, with them utilizing two gymnasiums last night. The girls' third place game was actually at 7:30 after the girls' championship game, as they played that in the junior high gym. So after the girls' title game was over, Riley Jarman of Gillespie and Corey Hopkins of Southwestern named to the all-tournament team before they played in the third place game. That's just strange. That's just how it worked out.
But it
was, as that was happening, I thought, wait a minute, they still got a game to play.
Yeah.
Because both teams were standing, there was no seats to be had. So they were both standing in the corner of the gym watching the final moments of the championship game, and then obviously they got named to the all-tournament team, and then take the medal off and let's go play a ball game.
Go play a ball game. So, well, congratulations. It's good all-tournament teams for both boys and girls.
That's right.
At the Macoupin County Tournament.
Mentioned Greenville winning the Midwinter Classic over Collinsville. Nancy Fritschke was named the MVP at Collinsville, and Megan Holloman and Natalie Long made the all-tournament team down there in the Collinsville Midwinter Classic. And we're 2 weeks away.
I'm telling you right now, teams coming out of that subsectional, where Staunton and Southwestern are hosting regionals, whoever goes and ends up at Hillsboro from that subsectional, at the Hillsboro sectional, it's going to be a pretty tough out, put it that way.
Oh, absolutely. And it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out, because obviously Southwestern and Staunton will play in their own regionals.
Yeah.
Then the question is, where's Carlinville going? Where's Hillsboro going? Where's Greenville going?
Yeah.
Two of the three are going to be in the same region.
Yes. Yes. It's going to make for a great great regional.
Yes, and we'll have coverage of both of those regionals, obviously, here on WSMI FM 106. We stream all of our high school sports online at WSMIRadio.com. So, Terry, let's talk a little bit about what's happening today and what's not happening today.
Well, first off, at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational at Litchfield, as we mentioned earlier, Litchfield will take on Civic Memorial at 2:30 this afternoon. These are all at Simmons Gymnasium. That's a seventh-place game. In the fifth-place game, you have Metro East Lutheran taking on Roxana in the battle of a couple of Metro East teams there. In the third-place game at terrific matchup with Hillsborough taking on Greenville. And for the title at 7, Nokomis and Taylorville. We'll have the Litchfield, Hillsborough, and Nokomis games all live on WSMI FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. At Nashville today, Granite City takes on Brentwood Academy out of Tennessee. Breeze Central meets Modern Day at 6:30, and Muskuta takes on Nashville at 8. At Salem, T-Town meets East St. Louis.
Hello.
Hello. Think you can find a ticket for that ball game?
Not now.
No, not going to happen.
I always love, and that's what we like so much about the Litchfield Invitational, is you get small school versus big school. There's really not much better in high school basketball than when you get small school versus big school. It reminds you of the old days in the state tournament where, you know, little old T-Town taking on the big city school.
Sure. Flashback to the movie Hoosiers.
Right.
I mean, that's what the whole thing was. You know, you had this little podunk school and taking on a big school and for the state championship and David Goliath story, you know, so.
Hard to call T-Town a David, though, isn't it?
No, it is.
I don't think they'll have to go out and measure the basket to show this.
No, T-Town. T-Town will not be intimidated.
No,
that's for darn
not.
Sure. They are one of those teams, one of those towns that no matter the sport, we talk about basketball, but we forget about how good they've been in softball and baseball and in the spring, their spring sports are just terrific.
Phenomenal. And when you look, you can make the case that their baseball program is actually better than their basketball program. High school baseball and softball always get kind of short changes because of where they fall in the calendar. But Totopolis goes to state basically every year in baseball.
Yeah.
Every year.
They do. So they are very good. Very good. That whole area there and the Effingham County area, very good baseball.
I remember a number of years ago, Carlinville was playing a football quarterfinal over at Newton.
Yeah.
And Cavies won, of course, on the year they went to state. But somebody at Newton commented to me that, we're getting on to the Topless water system. We're hoping that we'll get some of those big kids now because of the water.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, good luck with that. That whole
area is just, you know, one massive area kind of grown together. So it's, you can kind of go from one town to another and not even know that you're in a different town. So
we're glad the Litchfield tournament is happening today, but the Highland tournament is not happening today and the Carrollton Lady Hawk Classic is not happening today.
Carrollton's been pushed off until Monday. Coming up on Sunday, tomorrow at Highland in the consolation semifinals at noon, Hillsborough takes on Breeze Central and Taylorville will take on Belleville Althoff. The winners will meet at 6 tomorrow evening for the Consolation Championship, so let's hope the toppers win too tomorrow. The fifth-place game will be at 3 o'clock with T-Town taking on Belleville West. T-Town and Belleville West playing for fifth place.
Quite the tournament.
Quite the tournament. Third place has Highland battling O'Fallon, and at 7:30 Sunday night, Civic Memorial takes on Belleville East for the championship. What a terrific matchup that is. My goodness.
That is good stuff.
They ought to pack the house on that one.
I would sure think so.
Yeah.
And the Carrollton tournament, with Monday being Martin Luther King Jr. Day, all the game times will be the same.
Yeah.
So whatever time your school is going to play today at Carrollton, same time on Monday. Then they get shifted around a little bit. They'll be back on schedule, I think, by Thursday because they had their off day built in. But game times will be the same on Monday at Carrollton.
And in spite of the fact we have a little bit of snow coming in and cold air, 5 weeks from today, our first St. Louis Cardinals spring training broadcast.
Wow.
5 weeks.
Wow.
February 23rd.
Winter warm-up is going on this weekend in St. Louis. The I-70 Baseball Clinic starts tomorrow, also runs on Monday. We talked to Joe Allstott a couple weeks ago, maybe just last week
For people from nine states again.
Nine states.
Yeah. All coming in. Oh, wow.
Might even be 10 states. I don't remember what he said now, but either way, it is widely attended. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt will be speaking. So just that's a great event. And Brian Hanslow saw him at the county this week, the longtime Southwestern baseball coach. He said, "You ready for the clinic?" He said, "Oh, yeah." He's like, "I just got back from Dallas from the national one."
He's ready for baseball.
He's always ready for baseball.
He's always ready for a baseball game. That's right. Hey, we're just about out of time, aren't we?
Live coverage from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, 2:30 this afternoon with Litchfield. Then we pick back up our live coverage at 5:30 with Hillsborough. Greenville Championship tonight, Nokomis and Taylorville, live here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Tito, take us home.
You're listening to WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Have a terrific and safe sporting weekend.